All right. Thank you, Brother Cruz. I'm glad I have somebody that made me worthy. Amen. I stand worthy in his righteousness, not in my own. Gonna give you a hard book to find this morning, so get your Bibles out. I want you to go to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 6 this morning. I'll read just a few verses that you're familiar with, and I'm certain we've taught on and used some before. Genesis chapter 6 this morning. I want to talk to you on a word that's been around a long time, but has only become into a lot of common use in recent years, and that word is hybrid. I want to talk to you a little bit this morning on the hybrid generation. That's what I'm going to read about here in Genesis chapter 6. I'll read down through about verses 9 and spend a little bit, not much time on expounding the setting on it, but the hybrid generation. My message may sound a little bit like science fiction to you this morning. How many of you ever enjoyed the Twilight Zone? Raise your hand. I did. You remember some of those shows depicted aliens among us? Anybody ever remember that? Remember the guy when he picked off his cap and he had a third eye, right? Right there. You remember that? This is deep now. Don't miss it. Aliens among us. Amen. Could be true. In fact, look at the person sitting next to you. Don't they look just a little strange? Maybe just a little weird? Okay. Amen. Genesis chapter 6, days of Noah. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And that's not the godly line of self, as your Scofield note might say. There's no godly line in the Bible. Did you know that? All are sinners. There's a messianic line through which the seed of the Lord Jesus Christ came to produce the Savior. But it says here, the daughters of men, sons of God, saw them, that they were fair. They took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But, boy, that's one of the greatest words in the Bible. But, cross the street to the other side of the truth now. But God found Noah with grace. I'll get it right. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm going to read the next verse, even though that little sign there says we're changing thoughts. I want to read it. Verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, and watch it now, perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Somebody said, well, God looked on Noah and he was a perfect man. No, that's not what the verse says. Not what the verse says. Look at it close. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. How many of you know the word gene is in that word generations? You ever hear somebody say, well, you know, you're looking pretty good for your age. You must have come for some good genes in the background. We understand what they're talking about, don't we, when they say that. Somebody said to me not too long ago, said, boy, you're looking really good. You haven't changed. I said, you mean I used to look this old and bad? Something wrong with that. Got to watch out with our compliments. Amen. I hope not. But I want us to think about it. The hybrid generation. We know what the word means today. You probably go out on the parking lot and you'll find it written on some automobiles. You know what it means? It means they've taken the electricity, electric motor, and gas motor, and put them together, and they got a hybrid. Understand that? And I'm not sure I like them yet. I don't trust them, so I hadn't bought one. But I guess if we don't let us drill for oil, sooner or later we're going to be doing something like that. And so all around, that's the new technology, and it's a hybrid thing. But not just in cars. Much of the food we eat now is hybrid food. They've mixed it all up. And so many things that we see today. Medical gene splitting. Now, I'm talking to you about where you live, and most of you know more about what I'm talking about now than you do the Bible, and I hate to say that. Medical gene splitting. That's going on big time. Have you seen some of the news flashes where it showed a mouse in the laboratory growing a human hair on his back? And they're going to take that human hair off the mouse and put it on somebody's head? Oh, yeah. All right, do you understand a lot of folks that's had heart surgery had a pig valve put in? They just go oinking around all over the place. Truth. That's where we're at today. Say science fiction. No, we kind of arrived in much of this stuff. You understand? And we look around and we see that kind of stuff going on. And you know what Jesus said? He compared the last days to the days of Noah. And what we've got here is we got a hybrid generation that showed up when the sons of God, and Satan is a son of God, you see, as he appeared in the first chapter of Job, and he came before the Lord, and he was called the sons of God came, and Satan also among them, and the satanic crowd, the fallen angel crowd, did come down, and I don't care what your Scofield note says, they did come down, they got with the daughters of men, and they produced monstrosities. Giants in the land, and all kind of history. They're still digging up giant bones all over this planet today. That's a reality, folks. It's not just a Jack and the Beanstalk story. There's such a thing as the monstrosities, creations that was not supposed to be hybrids, if you please, was a hybrid generation in the days of Noah. And Jesus used that as being a sign of the days of Noah. By the way, you know what Jesus said in Matthew 24? He said they would be marrying and giving in marriage. And we generally preach that as well. All things continue. Everybody, you know, all of a sudden everybody's just married, giving in marriage, getting up, going to work and paying the bills. And life was going on, and then suddenly judgment fell. Well, while that's true, there might be something a little deeper there. Marriage and giving in marriage. You know, we're in a day and time today when marriage is being destroyed, abused, like no other generation that's ever lived. We could call it hybrid marriages today, couldn't we? Two men, two women, that's a hybrid. That's not average. That's not normal. That's not natural. We look around today and see the abuse. And by the way, it's not only just with the men and the women, as bad as that is. This has moved into the animal kingdom. I read a little article in the paper, had pictures of it not too long ago, where two little dogs dressed up and went to the church and got married. I'm not kidding you. Oh, the owners, it was so sweet. Fido looked so beautiful in his tuxedo. Junk! But we live in a marriage, so-called generation, abused generation today. No doubt, and you saw in the news this week where now kids, young girls, no matter how young, can go in the drugstore and buy the morning after pill. That was in the news this week. I'm talking about a hybrid generation. I'm talking about a thing that is unbelievable. You say, people and animals mix? Well, hey, it happened in history. That's why the book of Leviticus forbids that stuff. Did you ever see the idols over there around the pyramids? You see those idols the Egyptians was worshiping? They got jackal heads, serpent heads. I mean, you see that all. By the way, you can go to Washington, D.C. and see that stuff. Now, I'm not talking about in the halls of Congress. Well, you'd see it there, too. They got quite a few freaks in there. But outside of that, outside on the buildings, on the statues and the carvings, if you landed on a spaceship from Mars and never been here before, and you went to Washington, D.C. to say, take me to your leader, you'd say, you'd see nothing to make you think this was a Christian nation. you'd see heathenism. You see paganism. That's what you would see right there. That's too bad, folks. That's too bad. But this is a hybrid generation. The pressure is on today. The pressure is to accept, to change. I saw where our Florida Senator Nelson all of a sudden changed his conviction about gay marriage. Now that's something. You say, but the polls. Well, who is being polled? Huh? I'm suspicious of the folks that's home all day answering the phone for polls. Huh? I mean, my day and time, it was kind of unusual for a fellow to be home answering the phone. He was out on the job. Amen. And so what I'm saying to you today is they're changing their so-called convictions that never were convictions to start with. It's just I got one big conviction. Keep my job any way I can, any color I have to turn to, any conviction I have to change. Don't let that get in my way. So I said, well, it's just politics. No, it's lack of character. Like a character is what's going on. We're in the day and time of seeing all of this stuff, and I name it the hybrid generation. Pressure's on to accept everything. No right, no wrong, no difference. And we're being pressured to accept a hybrid nation today. America's lost her distinction. America's not only a land divided, it's a land with no conviction anymore. We mix the opposites and force it on people to accept that. We're mixing, you folks know a little bit about chemistry. You can't mix oil and water unless you add a third ingredient. That third ingredient we're calling the muscle fire, but it takes the third agent, the third ingredient to make the oil and the water mix because they normally don't mix. Right and wrong don't mix. There's a third ingredient showing up. And when it comes to the old-time values and all the things that we stood for, there's a third agent working, and we better recognize it today, trying to make us a hybrid nation. You see it at work in every area. You see it in the so-called economy. Whatever happened to a penny saved is a penny earned. No more. No more. Whatever happened to the story? Remember the story? Some of you folks are old enough to remember the story they taught us in the books in school. They taught us a principle right out of the book of Proverbs in the Bible, and that is how the little ant stored up food. And how the grasshopper just played the summer away. And when the snow came, the grasshopper was knocking on the door of the ant saying, give me some of what you saved because I blew mine. That's our economy today. That's exactly where we're at in our economy today. And you know what? It's produced a criminal mindset that you're seeing and hearing about and knowing about. Do you understand home invasions are increasing all the time? Because that criminal mind element says it's owed me. If you have it, it should be mine. And like somebody said, why does a fellow rob banks? He robs banks because that's where the money is. You want to know why the home invasions? They want to take what they don't have, but what you work for and what you earn. But they now have been brainwashed by the government to think it's also theirs. That's where we're at, folks. Some of you buckle your seatbelt. It may get worse. The idea today is borrow and spend. Do you understand? Do you understand that our food stamp program is being advertised to those on the other side of the border? That's right. Come on in. We'll give you food stamps. Then it's a joke. It's ridiculous. We're building a hybrid society in our nation today that's unbelievable. We produced a criminal mindset and the motive behind taking up your guns. Do you understand that the principle of owning your gun is the principle of defending your property? That's property rights. Property rights, that's what it is. Somebody says, well, we're not supposed to have guns, only the military was. And the Second Amendment says militia. You need to understand something. You need to understand something. The militia statement, a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. That's what it says. To keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. For the people to keep and bear arms, it's necessary to have a secure, free state. That's what the Second Amendment says. Now get this and don't miss it. We are the militia. You didn't know that? We are the militia. Go over to Israel and see where their army's at. The army, the militia, they're out there working the job. They're out there driving the trucks. And all of a sudden, when the siren goes off, they go to the closet, they grab their gun, and they head out to fight because they are the militia. But we've brought our standing armies on to police the world. And now the trouble is the powers that be are trying to turn that army back on the citizens. And don't think they don't have a motive behind wanting to pass some gun laws. They do, brother. They do. The first militia bill that was debated all the way back in 1789, here was a statement that was made. It says, whenever governments want to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to disarm the militia. 1789, written, you can read it. By the way, did you see in the news where another town in Georgia has passed, the town council has passed, where everybody in town has to own a gun? It's good. I'm gonna retire there if I can. What I'm saying is, by the way, Kennesaw, Georgia saw the crime rate go to nothing when they passed that rule. And I saw the sheriff being interviewed on the news, and he said on the sign where it says speed limit, city limits, we're going to put on the bottom of the sign, every citizen in this town is armed. That's a good idea. That'll do more for crime than hiring another dozen policemen. The truth of the matter is, though, we're in a hybrid nation now that says guns are bad all in themselves. They just get up and walk by themselves and kill people. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy. But we're supposed to accept that. That's true in our government. But there's also a lot of hybrid religion today. Did you see in the paper where the United Church of Christ was lobbying the Supreme Court and Congress to pass gay marriage? Let me get real personal with you. How many of you putting your money in a religious organization like that? How many of you attending it, giving to it? Is that what you want done with the money you put in this offering plate? It won't be done here, but I'm saying, is that where your membership is? Some of you say, well, I don't have a good church in my neighborhood. You ought to start one if it's as sorry as that. If it's ordaining the gays and messing with the doctrine of God's marriage from the Bible, and it is changing all this stuff, you ought to get out of there and not support it. Help yourself. You don't have to come back. See it in big religion today. See that kind of stuff. There's 9 Western states now, as I read this week. The judge has ruled it's constitutional for 9 Western states to teach in junior high school Islam. A 3-week course in which they're supposed to learn to read the Quran, go to school dressed like a Muslim, help plan their own jihad in public school. But they can't pray in that school to Jesus. The coach on the football team can't lead the team in a prayer, but teach 3 consecrated weeks of Islam. See, that's a hybrid. That's to come into what was a Christian nation. That's to come in and mix oil and water. That's to come in and put it all together. And don't be a bigot, you ought to accept that. Huh? That's what they're teaching. I'm talking about the hybrid generation that we've moved to. I'm talking about a hybrid nation. You're not going to like what I'm going to say, and I can't prove it, so I'm just going to say, you check out. We just got a new CIA director appointed. Check out when he was working, representing us in Saudi Arabia, did he convert to Islam? A FBI, retired FBI agent on a radio talk show said he did. You see, you need to understand something about Saudi Arabia. Most of the hijackers that flew the planes and the towers was from Saudi Arabia. That's kind of covered up. You need to understand our American boys, our soldiers that went over there to free Kuwait and around that area of Saudi Arabia, they could not carry a New Testament in their shirt pocket and go to town. There are no church buildings in Saudi Arabia. So maybe this American that went over there to represent us did convert to Islam. It said he did. Director of our CIA? Huh? Where are we at, folks? We're in a hybrid nation. That's where we're at. Hybrid nation. It's amazing. And we are being right now pressured to accept a hybrid Christianity. It's going to become a must. A must. Big religion is now preparing, and buckle your seatbelt and set up real straight. Big religion is right now preparing to make a big earth-shattering announcement before long that it's okay to accept ET, extraterrestrials. Right. Not the fuzzy little comfort ET that the movie was, some of you saw. But we are now being brainwashed to believe that we may be seed of the extraterrestrials. You've seen the documentaries on TV. You've seen the stone edifices that no human being could build today. We understand some of the must have been technology, and back in the days of Noah here in Genesis chapter 6, when the giant showed up in the land, I want to tell you, there's a lot of writing about that, not in the Bible, but giants are in the Bible. It says, and after this, the giant showed up. It was a giant that David had to fight. He had brothers, and you have one of them in the Bible that had a bedstead, a bed that he lay on that was 13 foot long and 6 foot wide. That's in your Bible. Look it up. Hybrid generation came. Now, some of you are getting awful nervous, but stay with it, because you've already entered down the primrose path of deception and don't know it. And when big religion, where everybody, the one that is accepted on TV, the one that is displayed all the time, the one that has the great respect, is going to be the one, has a leader already that will tell folks what to believe, and they believe it. Through that Vatican is coming the announcement. Soon, we're going to have to accept the extraterrestrials. And one of their leading men just said, we will have to rethink Christianity. Because Jesus, listen to me good, I didn't invent this. Some of you already know what I'm talking about. Some of the magazines are talking about it. Listen to me. They're already saying Jesus may have been a star child. So we'd have to rethink, sort of retune our Christianity. That's coming. You say, I don't believe that. Well, just make a mark somewhere and say, I went to this crazy church in Haines City, Florida. And this preacher got up, and he actually said, we're going to have trouble with the extraterrestrials counterfeiting and infiltrating religion. Folks, it's already happening. It's already happening. I'm not joking with you a bit. Out in Arizona, there is on a mountaintop, a mountain rim, there is a big telescope. It's the Vatican's telescope. It's their astronomy, supposedly, and astrology, they kind of mix up. They say that telescope is as powerful as the Hubble telescope. And they say they're seeing various things out there with it. And here's one of the interesting things. On that telescope, some of you young folks now that look at all your video games and all the fellas running up and down the walls killing each other with light swords, all that junk, particle beam weapons. Watch out. That's the stuff you've been brainwashed on to accept when it shows up. Now, hear me good. That telescope out there has a camera on it. I saw a picture of it. That camera's kind of mounted in a red frame, bright red frame. And you know what the telescope's name is? Or the camera's name on the telescope? Lucifer. Anybody know what word Lucifer? No word Lucifer? Now, if you got a new version of the Bible, it may not be in there. It's not in the NIV, if that's what you're trying to hide on the pew from me there. But if you got an old King James Bible, you got the word Lucifer in it. And we know who Lucifer is. We know he's the devil. And the devil is the third ingredient that's produced in the hybrid nation and the hybrid religion that I'm talking to you about. He's got a plan. He's working that plan. Big religion preparing to introduce to us E.T. That powerful telescope out in Arizona with that interesting camera on it named Lucifer. Can you think of any major religions in the world that could say, this is he. This is the one we were waiting for. And he comes and he says, see the nail prints in my hand and in my side? Say, would that fool anybody? It's already fooling a bunch of folks. Already. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't plan to be here when he shows up. I plan to get out of here because the real Savior has written my name in a book in heaven. And one day he's going to call me home. Amen. And I'm going to be delivered from that stuff. But that stuff's on the way. I see it everywhere. I mean, man, the more you read the Bible and the more you keep up with the news and you see what's happening, you say, that fulfilled this and that fulfilled that. And now they're telling me, rethink my Christianity. Jesus just may be a space alien, a star child. All major governments, including ours, at least from the Eisenhower administration on. I mean, I'm not trying to date you, but anybody remember a president by the name of Harry Truman? Harry wasn't too bad a guy, I guess. But it was during his time in the White House that the UFOs got over the White House and scared everybody to death. They sent up the jets, and the jets couldn't do anything. Anybody remember that? That's still history. From that point on, Eisenhower administration on, America has used our tax money to fund a highly secretive operation to deal with what they think is extraterrestrials. Now, my personal opinion, for whatever that's worth, is they don't come from Mars, and they don't come from the moon, and they don't come from Venus. They come from another dimension that Satan has rule over. That's why that thing in the sky, that light in the sky, can be here and it's gone. You read your Bible after the resurrection when Jesus showed up, a wall didn't mean a thing. He walked into one dimension and into another dimension, and I've got news for you. That sort of thing is still happening, and that's where all your ghosts and your devils are all showing up still today and fooling people. Yes, they might be on an asteroid out there somewhere, something, but I want to tell you something. The devil's the third agent mixing oil and water and getting you and I to accept and getting a nation and religion to accept him, because we live in the time of deception. And it is working, folks. All major governments have a secret program. There's the argument that all of our increase of technology just really got invigorated in the latter 50s and has continued to double and double and double because we are already getting help from that side. Now, I don't know that. As far as I'm concerned, most of that technology is of the devil anyway, but some of you think it's of God. We'll see. But all major governments have such a program. Now, the Bible says this. You say, you've been getting a lot of opinion. Well, let's look and see what the Scripture says. The Bible says a hybrid is coming. I'm flipping to the last book of the Bible now. I was in the first book of the Bible here in Genesis chapter 6. When the devil showed up, his fallen angel showed up, and he mixed with the human genes and the women, and he produced the monstrosities, he produced the giants. Now I'm running all the way over to the book of Revelation chapter 13, and I'll pick it up over there and read you about this fellow that's going to show up, and he is a hybrid. He is Satan incarnate in a man. That's a hybrid. Revelation 13, look at verse 13. Talking about him here. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. See the kids playing with these laser-type swords and all this business. Verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. What? Deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And that's one of the ways you'll know the Antichrist. He'll get wounded and he'll live. But we're talking about a fellow here that has power to work miracles, to deceive the whole world. The wonders that he's going to show, he'll be accepted. Especially when you've got the biggest religions on earth saying, he's good. He's the one. Oh, yeah. This is a hybrid showing up. You notice in the text here he's called a beast. A beast. I come back to the thing of a mixture of a hybrid. And here this thing is called a beast. And yet he's going to be so polished and so bright and so powerful that he's going to be accepted as the religious head. Oh, yeah. Ungodly mix. Yes, it is. Supernatural powers. He'll have them. Religion will endorse him. Look what religion's endorsing today. As they've thrown the Bible away and gone to everything. Say, how could that be? Well, I'll show you another verse. Go with me to the book of 2 Thessalonians. See what Paul said about it. Had a lot to say about it. Said this man of sin was going to show up. He said there would be a time that people would believe a strong delusion. Look at it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, or just listen to me. I'm reading now out of this portion, chapter 2. And it says here in verse 10 that he'll show up. Verse 9, he's going to come. His coming is after the working of Satan with power and signs and lying wonders. Now watch it in verse 10. With all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11, for this cause. What cause? That they rejected the truth. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Do you understand what is being said? It says when this fellow shows up with his power, lying wonders, deceiving everybody, that even God will say, okay, you heard the truth. You heard about my son. You heard how I loved you and gave my son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pay for your sins on the cross. You heard that. You heard it preached and preached. And you know what some of you are doing right now in Radio Land and right here in this building? You know what some of you are doing? You're weighing what this old preacher had to say. You're balancing it a little bit. Are you balancing it against what you learned in secular college? You're balancing it. You're kind of grading it. You're kind of judging it over what you got off TV or your video games or the junk that you and your pals talk about. Could that preacher be right? He's probably not right. We know more. That's the old fogey generation. They still believe that Bible. And now we're so enlightened. Yeah, you're becoming a hybrid and don't know it. See, you got a tug of war going on in there. Bible true, world true. Bible true, religion true. You're kind of being pulled. You say, well, if I'll go a little longer and I'll watch. And if it looks like that preacher's right, I'll run down the aisle. Will you? Or will you be deceived with a strong delusion? God says, when you reject me, you open yourself up to the devil's strong delusion to believe a lie. Hey, that's Bible. I just read it to you. Just read it to you. Am I telling you the truth? Who's weighing it this morning? Young person, I'm especially thinking of you because you have been programmed. They are making a hybrid out of you. They are filling you full of junk opposite from the truth of God. Amen. supernatural power shows up, religion endorses it, and you're going to tell me you're not going to believe it? I'm going to tell you another reason you're going to believe it when it shows up. If you're left here, it's because you didn't go when God's people were called out. And God's Spirit will not be working on you the same way He's working on you right now. He's working on you right now to get saved. He's working on you right now to receive Christ. He's working on you right now to admit you're a sinner and you can't pay for your sins and that Christ died for you. And He's working on you. God's Spirit's working on you now to get saved. But He won't be working on you then. No. Be a change of administration for the Holy Spirit when the rapture takes place, when the saved are called up. So you will believe that strong delusion. Oh, well, that church down there, that's good religion for my wife. She likes to go. Uh-huh. And you're kind of weighing it out. When that Holy Spirit that's bothering you right now and asking you to get saved leaves you, there'll be a vacuum there. The devil will fill. That third agent will rush in. He'll mix oil and water. He'll make you think truth when it's a lie and deceive you all the way. And you will believe that strong delusion. See, this is what Jesus said, repeat of Noah's day. It said here, apparently Noah preached 120 years. I mean, 120 years, God says, my spirit will not always strive with man. I don't know that God gave him a gospel message in the sense of Noah's preaching for 120 years. I don't know, but I know when it come time to get on the boat, just Noah and his family. Somebody believed a strong delusion back then. A whole world perished because they rejected the preacher of righteousness. They rejected Noah. You know what Jesus said to the Jews in John chapter 5? He said, I've come, John chapter 5, verse 43, I've come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. But another will come in his own name, and him you'll receive. That's not only a prophecy for the Jews. That's for everybody that rejects Jesus Christ today. Another will come in his own name. Him you'll accept. Folks, some of you didn't come to church to hear what you heard this morning. I feel strongly that darkness is moving in on this globe. I can't figure how our Congress can be in the dark like they are. I can't figure how culture has fallen into the dismal blackness of doom that they've fallen into, where they don't know right from wrong no more. I can't understand it except to say a third agent is working, and we've become a hybrid generation. I hope you understand enough to not let that happen to you. To come and receive the pure, sinless, perfect Son of God that loved you and died for you. And He's the only answer. No other answer. The only way to not be fooled into that strong delusion is to receive Him as Savior. This morning, you in God's house, a God-called preacher opened God's book. And I've given you a big warning.